Hi, I'm Angel. I'm addicted to a cum. I've said before that when I look at certain men, I wonder about how much they come and about what makes them come. What's the fastest way I can make them come? And wondering how hard I can make them come and how much. I love the taste of it and the feel of it, and it takes over most of my thoughts throughout the day, and especially recently. So I found a guy, and he had some friends that he felt comfortable with, that they were all interested in coming for me. There's a term. It's called bukkake, and it's when several men come on you all at once, or they're kind of just all around you, and they all come on you. And that's what happens. My friend here, or this guy and his friends, I guess, invited me over, and I tried dressing sexy. I didn't know what any of them were interested in or if they even cared. I think they knew I was a sure thing, which is embarrassing, but I guess I don't care. I just really wanted their cum. And so he introduced me to all his friends. We were in his apartment, and like I usually do, I started looking at there were five guys all together, like including the guy I knew, so four strangers and one that wasn't, and they introduced themselves to me. And once you've made a lot of men come, like I have, you start to kind of get good at guessing, like, this body type or this guy is probably gonna come this way. I mean, it's not a perfect science, but there's definitely certain types of guys that can come a lot, and that's really what I want. So the thought of multiple guys, there definitely wouldn't be a shortage. So a shortage would come. And I really needed it that night. There's nothing else I could think of that night. I just needed it so bad. And I started kissing the guy that invited me over. And the other guys started coming close. That part's kind of just a haze, but my hands just started rubbing against their crotches, against their cocks, through their jeans. And the ones that my hands weren't on, they were pressing against my body, and I just had like a short sundress on, so it was just easy to take on and off. And one of them took it off me, and they didn't push me down onto my knees, but they definitely rushed me down on my knees, and they were all hard, every one of them. I just wanted them to get their cocks out, and I was fumbling because I just wanted it so bad, and I needed their cum so bad. I couldn't undo their pants fast enough, and I was just asking them to do it themselves. Well, then the guy that got his pants off the first day, I had in my mouth, and then my hands just were like magnets to the next two. Then they were so easy to stroke, and the one in my mouth was so warm and felt so good on my tongue and so good, and having my lips around a cock and having my hands around a cock, and just knowing that if I did a really, really good job, that they'd come faster. And I guess the other two were just stroking themselves or waiting. I don't know. I know that they were taking turns, and like my hands and in my mouth, and no one was like forcing themselves on me. I wanted it. It wasn't anything like that. I didn't want any of them to be inside of me. Like, when they're in my mouth, I can control it and know when they're gonna come, so I can pull off them. But like, if they were inside my pussy or my ass, I wouldn't know as well. So I said that was a no. And I just kept stroking cock after cock and trying to pay attention to each of them and trying to, like, I wanted it all to happen at once. I needed it to happen at once. I was sweating and just needing it so bad, just needing to feel so much come on me. I wanted it. I wanted it so bad, and I was shaking, just ready for it. And I think they thought I was nervous, and I think they thought, I don't know, I didn't care. I didn't care what they thought. I just kept my hands wrapped around the cocks and one in my mouth, and just hope the other two were doing whatever they needed to be hard, and then eventually, like, they just all were around me in a circle, just stroking, and my tits were out, and the dress was on the floor, and I was holding my tits and just on my knees looking up at them and just begging for their cum, and begging for it on my face and my lips, and I wanted to feel it on my skin. I wanted to feel it on my chest and my shoulders, and I wanted it dripping off my tits, and I wanted to taste some of it. And as much as I really love feeling cum on my face, I knew I would have had to wipe it off on my way home. But if they came on my chest and shoulders and on my stomach, that I could just put the sundress on over it and go and still feel it on my way home. When they finally all came, they all came almost exactly at the same time, and it was so much of what I needed. I needed all of it, every last drop of it. It was incredible, and it felt so, so good. And for those, like, few seconds right when it started, and just all of the warm cum all over me, it felt so good, and they were just rubbing the ends of their cock, the edge of their cock on my skin, just wiping it on me. So that was the last time I've had cum. I've been doing good, or better, I guess. That held me over to get to the meeting today. But it was definitely a big thrill. Thank you for listening.